What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Now, I just got back from Florida about 10:30 in the morning this morning, and I did have a wild week. I was there since August 7th. August 7th was my birthday, and I was having a good time. Oh my god, I got so fucking fucked up over there. Yeah, at the convention. I didn't get any video shoots done because everyone was booked, but I did get my blowjob. But the reason why I'm coming onto this video and talk to you guys is because MGTOW is really on the rise. It really is. It really is on the rise. And then this convention that I went to, I see a rise of MGTOW, and men are starting to understand their worth nowadays. I'm proud of it because I've been seeing a lot of women out there that I met over there in the convention. They were complaining about not finding a good man. They were complaining about being alone and how men are so distant from them and all this shit. A lot of women are saying, "Oh, a lot of producers over here, they're all intimidated by me." They're not intimidated by you. They just know how you are. Let me explain something to you. There was a lot of women that I saw over here. I got the worst deal out of these women. A lot of men, they were telling me, he's like, "God, this year there were so many goddamn bitches with attitudes, and they had prideful attitudes, or hypergamous, and all this fucking shit, and they want $1,000 for a scene." I was like, "What kind of scene?" "They want a fetish scene, and then a hardcore scene for $1,000. I was like, "Oh, fuck that." I was like, "Half of these girls are all fucking amateur and everything. Whatever. They don't deserve that. Who do they think they are? Jenna Jameson? Fucking Jessie Jane? Who the fuck do they think they are? They're nobody. They're amateurs. They probably only started doing this like 2 months ago. I see girls like that come and go. They won't come back. They're just trying to scam weak-ass, ill-minded men out of their goddamn money. And that's it. But I got the worst deal out of it. Okay, there was this one girl that I met, okay, when I was over there. Shook her hand and everything, but before that, when I approached the bar, because I was at the swimming pool, just chilling, smoking my cigar, and drinking my beer as I do, and when I was done with my beer, I was like, I'm going to go up and buy another beer. So I did. I approached the bar, and when I sat down, there was this woman about 3 seats away from me. Arguing with the bartenders and yelling and screaming. I said, "What the hell is going on here?" It turns out that someone pretended to be her friend or whatever and put a bunch of drinks on her tab, which happened to me in the past, like several years ago. It does suck. It sucks, but it happens. But things get resolved. Once security came and calmed the woman down, everything was resolved. So, when things calmed down, I asked her what the problem was. She's like, someone was putting this stuff on my tab and everything. I don't have friends and this and that, but it turns out whoever put anything on my tab, they paid for it. I was like, okay, everything's resolved and you're getting your money back and everything. Because she told me she's getting her money back and whatever. And, what was hilarious is, me and her were having a normal conversation. We were talking about doing a video shoot and all this shit. I told her, I was like, "I do boy-girl scenes, are you into that?" She's all, "Yeah, you mean the..." I was like, "You know what I mean by boy-girl scenes, right?" She's like, "Yeah, you mean the..." I was like, "Mm-hmm. I got tested. Do you got test results?" I was like, "Yeah, I got test results. I also do tickling fetishes." I was like, "That's good. Well, that's cool." was like, I do bone fish. And she's all, oh, I've always wanted to do those. But you're the first. You're the first to mention that. So we were talking, having a good conversation and everything. And I was holding her hands, and she was getting real comfortable with me. She was rubbing my face and everything. And I was holding her hands, and I was like, I want to see something. So I looked into her eyes, and I felt a little disturbance in her eyes. She was having a hard time finding a boyfriend. I can tell she wanted a boyfriend. She wanted a man in her life. She wanted some type of companion in her life. I could feel it. I saw a lot of anger inside her eyes, a lot of frustration. In the past, she was a very good person. I can already tell. You know, I mean, I've seen her. I think I saw her last year, and she looked like a very good person. I swear to God, I can't, you know, who could forget that ass? Who could forget her butt? But anyway, me and her were having some beers and, you know, having a few drinks and then talking to each other. And then what happened is she turned around and looked at her old receipt that was already resolved, right? She looked at it, she got upset, yelled at the bartenders again and this and that. I was like, honey, I was like, that's your old ticket. That is your old ticket. I was like, shh, calm down. And she's like, don't tell me to shush, and she backhanded me. So I get up, I was gonna hit her. And a lot of people were looking like, ooh, something's gonna happen here, because everyone knows that I have a temper. When I go to these conventions, sometimes I have a temper. Sometimes I get in people's faces and I tell them off. You know what I mean? I'm not a fictional character. When I yell and scream in the camera, that's me. And when I yell and scream in person, you know, at a person in person, that's me. I am not a fictional character. That is me. And a bunch of people approached me, you know, I mean, this year, they're intimidated by me because of my glasses. They're like, oh, dude, you come every year, you sit in the corner, you intimidate everybody by your glasses and everything, make everybody feel uncomfortable. I was like, I'm not here to make anybody feel uncomfortable. This is just the way I dress. You look all mobster and everything. I was like, I'm not a mobster. I just look cool. And one guy said, yeah, he does look a little badass. And I mean, yeah, I like his image. I like his rings. I like his sharp looking suits, his shades, his long hair. Yeah. Attractive. A lot of women came up to me and says, was like, so, grabbing my hand and going like, so, I hear you're a badass. I was like, oh, come on. I was like, I just looked that way. I was like, but I got a lot of attention from the ladies, especially this one that was being belligerent at the bar, and she backhanded me. And what winded up happening is people were freaked out. They're like, oh, something's gonna happen here, because everyone knows I'm a hothead. But what ended up happening, I've been the bigger adult. So I got up, I snickered as I walked away from her. I snickered, I was all pfft. And then I went to the security guards that dealt with her before. And they said, she's mouthing off again. I was like, look at her. She was all yelling at the bartender, was like, I'm the queen, I'm the queen, you gotta pay attention to me. I was like, okay, security guards, I'm going to show her that I'm the king, and I'm going to have her arrested today. She just backhanded me. And the security said, just go up to the front, right there where the front desk is, and then have them call the cops, and they'll be over here. And then sure enough, they were faster than fuck. They came over, and sure enough, security was like this, cops are here, they want to speak to you. So I told them my side of the story, and they're like, okay. Cops were like, yeah, I believe it. I heard the security guard's side of the story. I heard all those witnesses that saw it. So yeah, she's cleared to go to jail. What do you want to do? And I was like, well, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I was like, I want her out of here. I want her make like a tree and leave. I want her out of here. That's it. Out of here. I don't care where she goes, I want her out of here. And I want her banned from the convention. So that happened. But I still heard the next day, the next morning, that she still went to jail because I think she got handsy with one of the security guards. But I don't know if that's true or not. But one of her guy friends, the next day, he was telling me, he's like, yeah, we're so-and-so. And I told him what happened. And he was like, whoa, is that what happened? Is that what happened to her? I was like, yep. I sent her to jail. She backhanded me. So, bro, that's not like her at all. That is not like her at all. I was like, yeah, well, she ruined my day. Everything was a normal conversation. And she backhanded me just because I told her to shush. Because she was complaining about a tab earlier that somebody ran her tab. And then she had to pay for it. But it got resolved. She got her money back or whatever. Whatever the fuck happened. I mean, I don't know what really happened. Security says that her friend took care of the bill. But whatever. But I told her... I told the guy that knew this chick, I was like, she really ruined my day. I was like, I almost went to jail myself. Because after I speak to the officers, I went outside where the smoking area is. I told everyone to get the fuck out of here. I'm pissed off. I was like, you fucking hypergamous women. You want to fucking slap me for kicking you guys out of here? Go ahead, slap me. Because if you check out what's going on back there, this woman slapped me. And she's fucking going to jail right now. Do you want to hit me? And I walk up to a couple guys. You want to sock me in the face? You want to get it on? And they're like, no, bro. I was like, well, then get the hell out of here. I want to be alone. So I had the whole entire smoking area to myself for about 15 minutes. And everybody knows how belligerent I can get in there and how intimidating I look when I go to these conventions. But so, yeah, that's what I've been doing this past week. Other than that incident, you know, you can't tell with women because they are just unpredictable. You can just be in a very good state of conversation. And I can understand she was angry the first time because someone ran their tab. That has happened to me a couple years back. I can understand her anger. I understand how angry, you know, she was at the time because I got the same way because that's bullshit. It really is. This is why I don't hold a tab when I'm at the bar, because people will do that shit to you. I just fucking pay cash now. Shit. On my little trip to Florida and everything, God, I got so much money in here. I can't believe I did not get stopped by airport security, because you're not allowed to carry that much $100 bills in your goddamn fucking wallet without a goddamn receipt, because I've seen people get pulled aside, but I happened to get passed through it. I don't know how, but I got passed through it. But yeah, that's what I've been doing all weekend. Other than that, my whole weekend was great. You know, women still grabbing on my ass. I got my blowjob. Even though I didn't get any video shoots done. But I'm not the only one that didn't get any video shoots done. Because, you know, I wasn't the only veteran there. But all of us veterans. All of us veterans that went to the events were like, God damn, too many amateurs this year. It's like they don't want to do anything. I was like, tell me about it. And I was like, there's this girl that wanted her bodyguard to come with her just because my hotel room is up the street, you know, up the street over here, a couple blocks away. Big fucking book. But I told her, I was like, I don't want any men on my goddamn set. I don't like men in this industry. Especially if they're bodyguards. Those are white knights. I don't like white knights. Period. So yeah, I got my blowjob. I got my kiss, my hugs and my kisses over there. I got a bunch of phone numbers. So if any women want to come down here to my hometown and want to do a video shoot, because they're willing to pay for their own travel expenses. And if they want to come down here and make some money, by all means, I'll call you and you'll be over here. And I guarantee you they'll come. But that's what I've been doing. And I had a blast. Even though I did get into a little bit of trouble. I got put in timeout over there, because you know what I get? I get in people's faces and shit. I'm not a fictional character. I do get into people's faces. I yell and I scream, just like I do on the camera when I go on YouTube. I am not a fictional character. This is who I am. I am not always that angry every fucking day. Not all the time. So yeah, that's what I've been doing lately. And I can't wait till I go to Vegas. Because that's even a more wilder party. So yeah, I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off. Everyone out there, stay MGTOW, because it is spreading. And a lot of women are starting to know this. They're starting to notice this. They're like, why are men so distant from us nowadays? And blah, blah, blah. It's hard for me to find a boyfriend. You know what I mean? It's working, guys. It's working. From what I saw this week, last week at those conventions, MGTOW is working and it's spreading. Keep it up. Keep it up. I'm Mr. Ambitious. Signing off.